Nou gister het Radio Tygerberg se span die Healing the City veldtog bekend gestel en daar was 250 gemeenskapsleiers en kerkleiers oor die nominasies in Mitchells Plain bymekaar. En ons het saamgesê, maar kom ons maak 'n plan om op te staan teen bende geweld op die Kaapse vlakte. Nou vanoggend gesels ons met wijksraadlid in die Rocklands gebied en iemand wat die hartklop van die gemeenskap ken. Ashley Potts, goeiemôre en welkom by Radio Tygerberg.
Goeiemôre, Brinski, môre en ons goed om weer eens saam met jou te wees.
Maar dit is so lekker met jou te gesels. Het was my so lekker en inspirerend om jou gister daar te sien en te besef, hierdie is 'n gemeenskap vir wie jy 'n hart het. Maar skets gou vir my 'n prentjie, jy weet, want ek dink mense word vanoggend wakker in sekere dele en dit is lekker en dit is gemaklik en dit is gerieflik. Maar skets my 'n prentjie van 'n typiese oggend en 'n typiese dag vir mense wat miskien dalk woon in areas in Mitchells Plain of in ander areas van die Kaapse vlakte wat dalk nie so gemak en gerief beleef nie.
My goeieste, ja, dis 'n goeie ene, ja. Kijk, op 'n dag van soos vandag, as ons kyk na die weer wat so lekker reën, ons markeer die reën, maar when you look at how the community struggles with this flooding, the blockages of drains, they have to go out of their homes, walk through puddles of water, maar meer as dit, hulle loop in 'n gebied in waar dagliks word daar geskiet. They struggle just to get to the bus stop. From their doors to the bus stop is such a fear factor for them. And so they are overcome with this fear, and it's a reality that they live with. Most of them leave their homes 4:35 o'clock. And we have some neighborhood watches that are real stalwarts of our community. We value them. When the residents come to me and they say, "Council, you know, if I can just get to the bus stop, then I know I'm safe, because Nas or Belinda or those yellow jackets will be there." And so it really is comforting, but a challenge all the same, because they have to walk through areas where they are constantly harassed and victimized and robbed of their belongings, and the trauma that brings to a family. Some even in vehicles driving from their home, they fear just pulling out of the driveway, not knowing what is standing on the other side of the wall. And so that is a reality that we face. The smash and grabs, another reality. So we live in the context where there is crime all around us. It's rampant, and we constantly have to call on the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to be upon us whenever we leave the house. I pray for my family every morning, every night. Wow. You know? So it is a reality with each person in the community.
Ashley, gister was ons nou daar en daar was so 'n mooi atmosfeer. Maar ek wil by jou gehoor, wat was jou ervaring?
Ja, kijk, is ek baie, as ek so moet sê, as jy kyk 5 jaar terug, het ons 250,000 gelowiges of net gemeenskap leiers en persone net saamgebring by die Each Time event in Tafelsig. Yesterday we had 250, and so 10% of that has arrived, but the atmosphere was one of unity. There was a real good camaraderie, and the worship, Rochelle Ahmed, was just awesome. And then having to engage with them and speak through some of those topics, I think everybody came to talk about what are the practical ways of moving forward. Mm-hmm. But what we did yesterday was very significant, because we cannot take a step in any direction until we search and ask for the Lord Jesus Christ to step in and be a part of it. And that was yesterday, the prayer and the walk from the wall in Westridge at Parker's Primary through to the gardens. Oh man, that was just awesome. It reminded me of the distance we had to walk from parking areas to get to Each Time. And when we got to the gardens, the flower of Cape Town, and we had that Isaac pray for the warfare, and we had the prayer for, you know, just the different aspects of family and crime. It was something to behold, and I really feel that it was a start of something big. And so I'm excited about what lies ahead.
Beautiful.
Ja, weet jy, ek moet dit sê, ons het gister nou spesifiek gefokus net op die leiers, jy weet, net op die gemeenskapleiers, net op die kerkleiers, en dit was vir my lekker, dis hoekom dit so net 'n beperkte hoeveelheid mense daar so was, maar ek dink as mense dit oopgestel het, dan was die hele gemeenskap daar, en dit is iets wat die hele gemeenskap raak, nee. En maar daar was 'n storie, daar's 'n storie wat jy vertel het van 'n bende leier wat tot bekering gekom het. En dit het my hart regtig geraak, want ek dink dis wat nodig is. Ons het nodig om vir mekaar daai stories te vertel van God se wonderwerkende, se bonatuurlike ingryping en sy vermoë om harte te draai. So jy glo nog steeds dat lewens verander kan word, dat God mense se lewens kan verander word. Reg?
Absoluut, absoluut. Man, dit is in ons ryk, ons moet net beginne die regte dinge doen. And when I speak about Eugene, his name back then was Bala. Many would know him, but he is now really enjoying serving the Lord. Sure. And there was a young man that prayed there. He was a gang leader himself. Mm. And he prayed for gangsters and gang leaders. And as he prayed, many people got touched during that time period whilst he prayed. If we're not going to move in that direction, we're going to lose the battle. It is a vacuum that needs to be filled. And only the Lord Jesus Christ can fill that vacuum.
Oh. Oh. Weet jy, net is wat vir my lekker is van hierdie proses. Jy weet, dit is begin, healing the city. Daar's baie dinge wat ons nog gaan doen, baie rigtings wat ons nog in wil uitreik om verseker te maak dat God se koninkryk neerdaal oor die Kaapse vlakte. En dit maak ons nog ons opgewonde. Ashley, jy is nog ons iemand wat in die gemeenskap ook baie prakties werk.
Ja, en so nou wil ek nog vinnig by jou hoor, Ashley, wat kan mense prakties doen om sout en lig te wees en 'n verskil te maak waar ons is?
Ja, sure. That's so baie dinge uitgekom van gister. One of the things that can be done to be the light and salt of the world, of this earth. One of the pastors also prayed that wherever you put your foot, that is the presence of the Lord entering into that enemy's camp. And you need to claim it as you walk in all directions. So practically speaking, there is simple things, like I said earlier, about these yellow jackets standing on corners.
Yeah.
If we had more people joining the safety structures, we already increasing the visibility and reducing the amount of crime that could happen in that vicinity. So join the neighborhood watch. You don't necessarily have to go out as early as many of them do, and they do it voluntary and free and for the love of it. But be the person present over there. All schools would welcome a parent that is available to come and spend some time during the break time, the intervals. 2 weeks ago, we had a stabbing of two young men at a school during the first break at 20 past 10, and that could have been fatal, you know. But if we had more people just willing to say, "Here I am, use me," and we would be able to deploy them in proper areas where it's needed. So just be the practical. The other is the church. I want to say, open the doors of your building. Mm. Take it off. Remove the doors of your building. Have someone be there and allow people to walk in any day and night. There's people that are struggling with substances and they don't want to live this life of being kept prisoner to the substance. Mm. But they don't have an outlet, and many people don't understand that. And if we can just show the love of Christ, like we did with Eugene, we will see them move in a direction that they come at peace with the Lord and accept Him into their lives.
So gesels Ashley Potts, sy is 'n wijksraadlid in die Rocklands gebied en iemand met 'n hartklop vir die gemeenskap. Baie dankie dat jy met ons gesels het en baie sterkte vir die werk wat jy wil doen, hoor.
Baie dankie, Meneske. Dankie, Nevel. En ek wil ook net een hartelijke groot dankie sê vir Radio Tygerberg vir wat hulle gedoen het gister. Dit was awesome.
Dit was so lekker. Dit was lekker dat al mense soos jy is wat deel is en wat moment gee. Jy weet, ons is die katalysator.
Yeah.
Maar ons is nie uitbeendig die elke dag daar nie. En ons het mense soos jy nodig wat voorstap en wat daai voorbeeld is. En so wat jy ook nog sê, wat praktiese riglyne gee hoe mense in die gemeenskap, daar waar jy is, een verskil kan maak.
Sure.
So baie dankie daarvoor, hoor.
Amen to that. God bless. Have a lovely day and to your listeners too.
God bless you.